it's not a particularly new role, but I think more organisations are taking on the idea of community managers and social media managers. That's quite interesting for me because I think a lot of journalists do that as part of their day anyway, and you know, a good local journalist like Victoria Rames at the Evening News in Edinburgh uses her Twitter network really, really well, but I don't think she'd see herself as a community manager, and yet that's part of what she does. But obviously, to me, it signifies that news organisations are taking these areas far more seriously and therefore need someone who is bespoke and just in control of that part. And that maybe it's a slightly different set of skills to being a reporter. And maybe that's where they need someone dedicated to that area. Other product managers, definitely one. Recently, it's been a kind of return to SEO skills. So I saw Metro were advertising for an SEO reporter the other day, which I thought was quite an odd term. I did email him, he didn't get back to me, but I just wanted to know what it was. And yeah, the idea of community manager as well. I do like the ones of kind of the blogger stroke journalist, because I think that's quite unusual as well. And some of those are coming through for brands as well as for news organisations, so that's quite interesting. If you're already in the industry, you might have a better understanding of what these jobs are. If you're approaching the industry as a newbie or as a trainee or as a graduate, then it can be very difficult to know what these jobs are, what they entail. You might be great for one of them, but you might not have the foggiest idea what they entail because you're not already within the industry. So I do think there needs to be better communication from the industry back to the roots, from where its new intakes are coming from, where its new recruits come from, about what those roles actually entail and why they're important and why they need them.